According to Dalian Times News Agency, it is reported that disunity in the Hunter Army grows as they suffer heavy losses in different regions and soldiers are refusing to obey orders. The Hunter Army in Myanmar is suffering heavy losses in its fight against the revolutionary forces, and demoralized soldiers are increasingly refusing to obey orders or go to the front line. According to sources, the Hunter Army is facing fierce battles in Zagain, Magwe and Tanintai regions, as well as in Kachin, Kaya, Shan, Kayin and Chin states. In order to control the growing problems of disobedience and desertion, the military council has instructed soldiers to monitor each other and report daily activity to their chiefs. The council has also barred soldiers from attending schools or taking exams and has restricted their movement outside of their bases. CDM Captain Temiat told Dalian Times that, since the coup, the soldiers have disobeyed direct orders and bribed senior officers to prevent them from sending to the front line. CDM Sergeant Zaya from the Air Force said that, because the military leaders themselves are making mistakes, it is possible that junior soldiers are no longer willing to obey orders. However, according to the sources from CDM soldiers' community, the military council does not appear to be taking any serious action against the disobedient soldier. Instead, it has taken severe measures against military officers who disobey orders, including division commanders and battalion commanders, who have been sentenced to long prison terms or even death. The military council in Myanmar has started to rely on the police force in fighting against the resistance forces during the 2.5 years of the coup as a result of this whole situation. When the military strength weakened, the junta sent policemen to the front line along with the soldier for the ground battles, and policemen are forced to change into military uniform and serve for security reasons. This has caused anger within the police force as they were not trained for combat and are not equipped for warfare. Amid pressure from the military council, the police were no longer willing to continue serving, deserting the police force and joined the Civil Disobedient Movement, CDM. According to the NUG, more than 10,500 policemen have joined the CDM since the military coup. Some of them are already serving as members of People's Defense Forces, PDF. The reliance on the police force by the junta is a sign of its desperation and weakness. The military is struggling to contain the resistance movement, and it is increasingly turning to the police to fill the gaps. This is a dangerous development as it risks further militarizing the police and escalating the conflict in Myanmar. In our previous news highlight, I talked about how the police force and the military forces are pitting against each other for the information leakage. So the tension between the police force and the military junta forces is already there. The military increased reliance on the police force and forcing them to go to the front line will further cause the problem even bigger. And this is a ticking time bomb which is waiting to explode. That's just my opinion. Kandayawadi Time News Agency reported that the art exhibition named Indivisible, which is currently held in Chiang Mai, highlights the medics working in Myanmar resistance stronghold. The Indivisible exhibition in Chiang Mai highlights the work of medics working among Myanmar's resistance forces and displaced civilians in Kaya State. The exhibition, which runs until October 14, featured the work of ethnographer and documentary photographer Kin Sandanyon, who spent 2 years in Kaya State documenting the challenges faced by medics working in the war zone. If you are not in Chiang Mai, don't worry. The exhibition also runs online. You can go visit to their website, which is www.kayini-diaries.com, to see the photos and video of the exhibition. I will put the link to their website in the comment section, so you can go and check it out. According to what they have written and described on their website, it is stated that in May 2021, a group of medical students arrived in Kayeni State, which is Kaya State, also known as Kaya State, Myanmar, to provide healthcare to the internally displaced people and the public despite the limited resources. Within 2 years, they had assumed a critical role in healthcare in the region. One of Kayeni strategically significant war zone. By 2023, they had covertly established a fully functional hospital, which was tragically targeted by the Hunter airstrike on May 2023. Medical units and hospital in Kayeni State are frequently targeted, disrupting access for both combatants and civilians, and it is basically affecting thousands of lives. The students are now working diligently to rebuild the clinic and urgently require substantial assistance from the people. So basically, the junta is basically targeting the medical unit, hospital, and schools, which are basically in the resistant region. They are intentionally attacking these buildings and harming people. I've talked about how the lives of 500 children has lost because of these airstrike that are targeting to the public building like schools and clinics. So not just this particular hospital in Kayeni State, it is very fair to say that the whole country is in need of assistance in every way. So the exhibition aimed to raise awareness of the situation faced by the medics and civilians in Kaya State and to raise funds to rebuild healthcare service. If you have time, please go and check it out. Go check out their website. And if you have anything to spare, please feel free to contribute to the cause. Sri Pinyin News Agency reported that Musae 105-mile trade route has become more and more challenging for Myanmar traders. The Musae 105-mile trade route, which was once the most traded among Myanmar border trade stations, is becoming more and more challenging for traders. Traders have to pay a variety of taxes, ranging from the regime, ethnic resistance group, and even to the Shan Army and the Ang Army. In addition to road tolls and other fees, exporters also have to pay the same tax over and over again, just to different group. The slightest deviation of the product listed on the paper and the product that actually been carried on the vehicle would result in like twice or thrice the fine amount of the actual trade value. For example, a trader who imported textile from China didn't list some of the spare part that was being carried on the vehicle. She was basically fined 45 million chat, while her actual trade value is only 15 million. That is thrice the amount of the actual trade value. In addition to that, cars owner also have to pay taxes to the regime, and the cost has gone up in the recent years. As for the drivers, they only get paid depending on the trip, and they got paid like 300,000 Myanmar baht per trip, which is about $100. And because of the cost of food and other things that they have to pay, they did not even make extra money that they have to support to their family. They barely survive on the money that they make because they cannot get that much customer like before as well. Overall, because of like the high operational cost, some of the traders have even stopped operating their trading. In addition to having to spend expenses in places that shouldn't have been spent along the trade route, it should also be noted that only 50% of the export earnings are allowed to be used by the exporters. They have to exchange the other 50% of their earning at the local banks at the rate which is specified by the central bank. And usually the rate specified by the central bank is lower than the market rate. Traders said that because the frequent changes in China border trade policy, it has become more difficult for border traders to trade. In the past few months, China border trade, which has been trading for a decade under the border trade category, has been suddenly changed to normal trade. So they did not get any benefit that they are supposed to get under the border trade category, and they lost the tax benefit and all that. And it has made their trade become much more difficult.